It is the Friday show, Neil Atkinson with Mike Kitney, Lizzie Doyle and Paddy Fitzsimons to talk about a weekend of Premier League action. And it starts off, obviously, on Friday night. But we will be joined by Tezza to talk about Manchester United, by Rich Hobbs to talk about Wolves, and Rebecca Knight to talk about Chelsea. But Friday night starts with Crystal Palace versus Newcastle. And Mike Kearney, let me be absolutely crystal clear, Crystal Palace versus Newcastle does not feel very Friday night.
No, it's got Monday night written all over it, hasn't it? Like, no one's asked. Two teams who are just there or thereabouts. Do you know what? I do feel sort of sorry for Newcastle. They're going through that tumultuous summer thing with the takeover. Didn't happen. Signed Callum Wilson. Started scoring a few chances that they made. Still wasn't great because they're only still on 11 points, like, but now injured, and now Newcastle are back to Newcastle of last season. But what do we do? And Palace are Roy Hodgson's Crystal Palace, which is no fun. Obviously everyone's missing going to the game, but I reckon there's a few Palace fans going, Jesus, thank Christ we didn't have to watch that Burnley game the other day. It's, they both sort of need to win, don't they? But how can you get excited to go, yeah, I'll tell you what, I've missed the footy, let's throw Palace Newcastle on. I reckon I'll be picking something else on the telly on Friday night myself.
There's something, the two different teams, Paddy, for me, where there is this thing about both of them, where they're both very, very good at the minute of getting, somehow they're both very, very good at coming somewhere between 11th and 14th and getting a certain points haul. For me, one of the things that sort of strikes at the heart of both of them is you get the impression Crystal Palace supporters, whilst they might at times like slightly more attractive football, are broadly all right with that, whereas Newcastle aren't. And it's not, this isn't the cliche that Newcastle supporters think they should be trying to win the league, but that they just like them to be trying to do a bit more, trying to be top 10, trying to at least challenge for a European place. And that's why this is really interesting, because they're both sides that I think have just settled for, as Mike says before, you know, that sort of floating mid-table-y bit. But when they face each other, you are reminded that Newcastle, at least they can get 55,000 in the ground. They're a one-team city, or a one-city team, and they want more than this.